Hushun and in a way Magani dog. Beshigo Benesia Kwe indigo, Mang and Do Dame, Ga Usa Squadja Mikag and Dunjaba, Ga Misqua Wako Kak in Da. Welcome, welcome to History of Leech Lake. Elaine Fleming, Nindishina Kaz. I'm known as Elaine. Anyway, I'm welcoming you back. And I've been talking about Star Island, and it's no little story. It's a long story that involves many, many players about land use. And it also has to do with the loss of land for the Ojibwe people and the Dawes Allotment Act and the Nelson Act. The Chippewa National Forest and the residents who live on Star Island, where in 1937 they wanted to build a bridge, business people wanted to build a bridge from the North Shore of Cass Lake onto the island and to build a road to promote their business interests for the peoples of Bemidji-Kamag. And so... What before that, the Ojibwe people of Leech Lake had control of that land. Not control, because that land was created before us, and it took care of us. We couldn't live without that land and the plants and the animals of that land. And so with our philosophy and our stories, we have great respect for all those things created before us. But the that Allotment Act on Leech Lake, we were given in 1889, the agreement was that we would be getting 80 acres of land, 40 acres of sugar bush and 40 acres of farm land. Unfortunately, this land was often separated. My family's allotments were on my mother Iban's side were separated by about 30 miles. And there was no vehicle for us and for our peoples. The situation was the same. So in 1889, we were told by the head of the three-man commission that was pushing the Nelson Act on us, that we would become the richest Indians in the world if we agreed to it. That was Henry Rice who said that. So we are going to be the richest Indians in the United States if we agreed to the Allotment Act. Well, 2 years ago, my mama Iban, she died and left my brother Gary Howard and me her fractionated interest in this 15.13 acres of land on Big Lake. So consequently, I hold fractionated interest of 1/144th of this 15.13 acres. My family actually holds the largest fractionated interest in this 15.13 acres. The people who hold fractionated interest in this 15.13 acres fill out a document that is 27 pages long. Yes, 27 pages long, pages full of names. Another woman holds 35,062,208 fractionated interest in the same 15.13 acres. I am an enrolled Leech Laker and one of the richest Indians in the United States because of the Allotment Act, according to Henry Rice. Well, that's what he said in 1889. So there is another allotment that I hold fractionated interest in heading east on Highway 2 out of Cass Lake. Across the United States, the indigenous Americans were given separate allotments in the late 1800s to early 1900s, which were separate. For some of the reservations, because the land holdings were so large, they got 160 acres. So their two allotments would have been of 80 acres and 80 acres. And here on Leech Lake, it was 40 and 40 acres. So for us, we were given 40 acres of sugar bush land and 40 acres of farming land. They were separate pieces of land. The sugar bush land for my family was up on Big Lake, the northern part of our reservation. The farming land that we were allotted is about 30 miles southeast of Big Lake. When I drive by this land, I try to imagine just exactly where the boundaries lay. Mama Ibun said that this little bitty island in Pike Bay, just southeast of the car bridge, was part of the island, was part of the allotment that we owned. I figure that at one time it wasn't an island, but it's an island now because of the power dam that was built in 1909 by the Warfield Electric Company of Bemidji. A dam was constructed on the Mississippi River 4 miles from the east outlet of Lake Bemidji. It provided power to the 14 wood product factories and all of Bemidji. Located on Beltrami County Road 12, it is still referred to as a power dam road. Even though power dam powered all of Bemidji and 14 wood product factories, it flooded some of the allotment land of the richest Ojibwe on Leech Lake. Of course, I joke about being the richest Indians as promised by Henry Rice. Part of the land flooded was the 38.4 acres of land of which I now speak. On Leech Lake Reservation, over 46,000 acres were flooded by the dams that were built to power the various industries of the colonizers. We were not asked, the Ojibwe were not asked, even though we lived on the lakes and the rivers, we were not asked how the construction of dams would affect our people. So, back to my family's fractionated interest in the farming land east of Cass Lake. Part of which was flooded by the building of the power dam. On this allotment, the original landowner was Natum McGagid, the one who talks first. That's what my mama Ibun said that Natum McGagid means. When you drive out that way on Highway 2, you see the Burlington Northern Railroad running alongside Highway 2 to its south. On the north side of the highway, you find the Stony Point Resort and Campground. When a group of us traveled to Star Island on Monday, May 9th, a few days ago, we rented 2 pontoons from the resort. The only way to get to Star Island is by water. This was a result of the past owners who summered on Star Island. The only way to get to Star Island today is by water. That's also the result of government interest. Remember that in 1937, a group of people who owned land on the northwest side of Star Island, that had once been allotted land, these business people wanted to build a bridge in order to promote business, a bridge and a road, particularly for business interests in Bemidji. The new people who owned or rented land leases from the Chippewa National Forest didn't want a bridge built to their island. Their island, which was originally held by the Leech Lakers. Now, Leech Lakers, how many of you own boats? I know many of you. I know the ones, many of you who net. How many of you have outboard motors on your boats or sailboats or water skis? Leech Lakers, how many of you are able to lease and build summer cabins on Star Island? I mean, if you're the richest Indians in the United States, you should be able to. So, of course, I joke. So, on the south side of Highway 2 is Pike Bay and the Burlington Northern Railroad. On the north side is the Stony Point Resort and Campground. Somewhere in this land and water base is 38.4 acres of allotment land that I hold a fractionated interest of. 1/36th. 1/36th of 38.4 acres. My mother Ibun left this to me in her will. My brother Gary also holds the same fractionated interest. Again, we are the largest landholders of this original 38.4 acres. So, this again is about fractionated land interests, and how when we lived through the assimilation era, about 1870 to 1934, and part of that was the allotment era, where to help us to become successful U.S. citizens, we were allotted land in order to have our sugar bush and also to farm on, so we could sustain ourselves in this land of plenty. And it was a land of plenty at one time for us, the Leech Lakers. And you know what? It still is. And we're in a time now of nation building. And this is a continuing story of Star Island and also of fractionated land allotments. Mi gwech bis and dawi ek. Mi gwech for listening. Mi gwech mi iu.